As we look into the Word of God this afternoon, we'd like for you to turn with us to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. We'd like to read the 17th verse, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. The Apostle said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." We're living in a time, dear ones, when many precious souls are willing to undergo a process of spiritual renovation. Many precious souls are willing to be remodeled. They're willing to be repainted. They're willing to be resurfaced, yet containing much of the old material underneath. But listen, dear ones, in these last and evil days, if we would have the rich blessings of the God of heaven to rest upon our eternal soul as we journey through this dark and sinful world, God is expecting and looking for precious souls to submit themselves and humble themselves and yield themselves into the hands of God to the point that God can make a new creature out of us. Listen, dear ones, when we stand before God in the day of judgment, if we would hear those words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter ye into the joys of your Lord," we must be in possession of a new life. That old life must have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I'm thankful today, dear ones, that through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, God have made it possible that we can plunge into that all-cleansing fountain. I believe Zechariah mentioned that in that day, a fountain shall be opened in the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. I'm thankful today, dear ones, that the blood of Christ is able to cleanse us from all sin, able to purify and purge our heart and our mind and our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I'm thankful, dear ones, that we're not living under the old Mosaic law, under the blood of bulls and goats and heifers that can never take away sin, but we're living in a superior dispensation. We're living in a time, dear ones, when the blood of Jesus Christ is able to purge a man's heart from dead works, able to give us a life of consistent victory as we journey through this dark and sinful world. The writer said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Oh, dear ones, listen. The God that we serve today is able to bless the souls of men and women and boys and girls. Cut off that old life. Cut off that old man and give us a new life as we journey through this dark and sinful world. Like for you to turn with us to the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. I want to read the 20th verse. Praise God forevermore. The writer said, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." Listen, dear ones, we're living in that time when through the grace of God and by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lord can perform a spiritual miracle on the hearts of men and women and boys and girls, taking out that old stony heart and giving us a heart of flesh, taking out that stubborn heart, that rebellious heart, that deceitful heart, that hard heart and giving us, dear ones, a heart of flesh. I think about that old things passing away. And he said, "Behold, all things have become new." Alright, he said here, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." I'm thankful today, dear ones, that God is able to give us a heart that can expand, that can be enlarged, to take in the divine graces of God and the precious truths of God. I'm thankful today that the God of heaven can so bless our souls and mold us and fashion us into the glorious image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today, dear ones, that old heart that we used to have, God is able to take it out, and He's able to take away all those corrupt and evil qualities that heart was sheltering when we were out in a life of sin. I believe in the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, beginning about the 19th verse, it lists a list of corrupt qualities here that old heart was in possession of. I believe the scripture says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, all these corrupt and evil qualities. Listen, dear ones, when we meet Bible conditions, when the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to a precious soul, God began to teach us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, and we humble our souls in the sight of a righteous and holy God. Our heart become broken, our spirit become contrite. We submit and yield to the God of heaven. He'll perform a spiritual operation, taking out that old heart, those old corrupt and evil qualities. We're living in a time, dear ones, when many precious souls, with the testimony that they are a new creature in Christ Jesus, yet, dear ones, many of the old qualities they're still in possession of. They've only been resurfaced. They've only been remodeled. They've only been repainted. But listen, dear ones, if we would have the blessings of God to rest upon your soul and my soul, we must submit to being a new creature in Christ Jesus. That old life must pass away, and behold, all things must become new. Oh, it's adultery. We're living in a time, dear ones, when precious souls, with the testimony that they are new creature in Christ Jesus, yet, dear ones, they're living in an adulterous state. That companion, that lawful companion, they put them away, divorced them, been remarried, married to another. Maybe for years this thing has gone on, and yet they've testified that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, dear ones, adultery is of the old life. It must be put off. It must be put away. We must enter into a new life. Behold, all things become new. But I think Jesus brought it down a little closer than that. He said, if a man looked on a woman to lust after her, he had committed adultery with her already in his heart. Listen, dear ones, today, I believe Peter mentioned people having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin. There are many precious souls that never would dare to get tangled up in a state of adultery, putting away their companion and marrying another, but their eyes are full of adultery. They look in lust. But listen, dear ones, we want you to know today, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, that old life must be put away, and behold, all things must become new. Oh, God, have grace, dear ones, for us to live a consistent, righteous, and holy, and pure, and undefiled, and clean life as we journey through this dark and sinful world. Oh, he went on to say fornication. We're living in a time, dear ones, when this thing is raging in the world, even among precious souls that have a testimony that I'm a child of God. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yet, dear ones, the old material still exists in the building. When we talk about fornication, it's unlawful sexual desires committed between unmarried persons. Listen, dear ones, we're living in a time when the devil would like for us to be quiet along those same lines. Be very careful what you say. But listen, the devil is bold. He would like for us to be careful not to say too much. But in his boldness, he's leading precious souls down to eternal damnation. Listen, dear ones, we need to cry loud and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet. Let the people know their sins. I'm thankful today, dear ones, that God is able to lift the soul up out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set our feet upon a rock, establish our goings, put a new song in our mouth, even praises to our God. Listen, dear ones, we must be a new creature in Christ Jesus. That old life must pass away if we want the rich blessings of God to rest upon our eternal soul. Oh, he mentioned lasciviousness. Loose, lustful, ungovernable, wanton, all exciting lustful desires and others. Listen, dear ones, they are precious souls today with the testimony of being a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yet the old material still existing in that building. They've just painted over it. They've just had a new surface put over it. They've just done a little remodeling around it. But all, dear ones, all that old material must be destroyed, must be taken out, must be removed, and all things must become new. I believe he mentioned uncleanness. Listen, there are many precious souls today in a state of uncleanness. Their heart is unclean. Their mind is unclean. Their deeds and their actions are unclean. But listen, dear ones, I want you to know today that the blood of Jesus Christ is able to cleanse us from anything that's unlike God, anything that's impure and defiled, anything that will not meet the standard of God's Word and God's Holy Spirit. The blood of Christ is able to cleanse us from those things where we can be pure and holy and righteous in the sight of God. I believe the Scripture says, blessed are the pure in heart. Listen, dear ones, God is able to purify and purge and cleanse the heart of a man, woman, boy, or girl. Oh, dear ones, old things pass away. And behold, all things must become new. This is what Christ purchased for us. Through His death and resurrection, He purchased for us, dear ones, a new life. A new experience where we could get a hold of something that we could glorify God as we journey through this dark and sinful world. We could be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in faith, in spirit, and in purity. We could live a life that would exalt and glorify the God of heaven. We could live a life that would have gravity to it. Listen, dear ones, as we journey through this dark and sinful world. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me." He spoke this concerning the type of death that He would die upon the cross. But listen, dear ones, if we'll lift Him up in our life, if we'll let Him have His way in our soul, then men and women and boys and girls will be drawn to Christ. There'll be some gravity in our life to draw a precious soul into the kingdom of God. Oh, dear ones, listen. I'm thankful today that we're serving a great God. The God that we serve is not by any means a weak God. All power in heaven and earth is in His hands. He's able to perform spiritual miracles, not just physical miracles, not just do a work on the physical body, but He's able to do a work on the soul of a man, woman, boy, or girl. Oh, He's able to change that soul from that old life and bring us, dear ones, into a new life, where we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Yes. All right. Galatians 5. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Oh, dear ones, do you know that witchcraft is something that's on the rise in the world today? And it would be a blessed thing if it stayed out in the world, see? But listen, there, precious souls, even among the people of God that began to dabble with these things, began to dabble with witchcraft. They began to go around to the fortune tellers and so forth. They began to deal with witches and maybe even sometimes dabbling a little bit themselves in working witchcraft. Oh, dear ones, that's the old man. That's the old life. That's not pleasing to God. It's not acceptable unto God. When we become a new preacher in Christ Jesus, we put off that old man with his works and his deeds, and we put on the new man. Listen, dear ones, we become a new creature in Christ. Yes. Oh, when we need help, we don't have to seek to the witches. We can seek to the God of heaven that's able, dear ones, to bless us with every blessing, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be mental or temporal. We're able to seek into the God of heaven, who's able, dear ones, to bless us with every blessing that we need as we journey through this dark and sinful world. All right, we want to go a little bit farther here. Turning to the book of 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter. I'd like to read verse 1. The writer said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. All right, 1 Peter, the second chapter, reading the first verse. Peter said, wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speaking. We're talking about, dear ones, what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. When we enter into that state, when we have the blood of Christ applied to our soul, when a definite and actual change has taken place in our life, and we become a new creature in Christ, we put off the old man with his deeds. He says, wherefore, laying aside all malice. Malice is of the old life, dear ones. And when we get saved, we put off that old life. I believe here's some definitions for the word malice. It said malice is a deliberate intention to do evil. Do you know, dear ones, that they are precious souls with the testimony that they are a new creature in Christ Jesus? Yet there is definite intentions in their heart and in their mind to do evil towards someone. Someone has hurt them in some way. Someone has spoken something against them. And they have it in their heart and in their mind that I'm going to get even with that individual. That's the old life, dear ones. We put off that old man with his deeds. We put off that old life. We don't just remodel around it. We don't just paint over it. It's put off altogether. And we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Reading another definition here, it said that malice is a willfully formed design to vex, annoy, or injure another person. Oh, do you know, dear ones, that there are many precious souls that willfully design certain ways that they can get even with someone. Somehow this individual has done something that was contrary to me and in opposition to me, and I'm going to take the time out to willfully form me a plan that I can get even with that individual. That's the old man, dear ones. We put off the old man with his deeds, and we put on the new man. All right, another definition for malice. It says wishing evil to others. There are precious souls, dear ones, that never would dare to stretch forth their hand against another. They never would even dare to speak against another. But deep down in their heart, they wish some evil would befall that individual. They've done something to me that I didn't like, and I would be well pleased if some evil overtook them. Oh, that's not the way of Christ, dear ones. That's not the way of God. That's the old man. We put off the old man with his deeds, and we put on the new man. I'm thankful today that the Lord have a new life for every precious soul that will submit themselves and yield themselves and humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and let him have his way in their heart and in their life. All right, going a little bit farther here. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile. Guile is deceit. Oh, dear ones, when we become saved, when we become a new creature, we're no more deceitful. Listen, people can trust us. People can depend upon us. They can confide in us. Oh, when we talk about guile, deceit, listen, dear ones, God have a better way than that. I believe the Scripture let us know concerning Christ that there was no guile in His mouth, see? And we're to follow in His footsteps. I believe the Scripture let us know that he that saith he abide in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. He walked without guile, without deceit. He was honest. He was upright. He was straightforward in His dealings with mankind. And listen, dear ones, we as the children of the Most High God, we as the disciples of Christ, we as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must walk that same path of honesty as we journey through this dark and sinful world. Guile is of the old man. That's of the old life. And we put off the old man with his deeds. Oh, dear ones, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus is a rich blessing. The writer went on to say here, and hypocrisies. Oh, we put off that life of pretense. When we get a hold to a genuine experience of Bible salvation, we cease to pretend, dear ones. Listen, we cease to feign things. We live a good, honest life as God would have us to live. This is the way the Lord would have precious souls to live a life, dear ones, that's totally out in the open. We become an open book to precious souls. There's no hypocrisy, no pretense in it at all. It's genuine. It's real, dear ones. Oh, God, have a real life of precious souls. We put off that hypocritical life. We put off that life of pretense. I talk about Ananias and Sapphira. Here were two precious souls living a hypocritical life, living a life of pretense. I believe, dear ones, it was an occasion where there was a great need among the people of God. And the saints brought them, they sold their possessions, brought the price of them and laid them down at the apostles' feet, that distribution might be made to the needy. Ananias and Sapphira also sold their possession, but they kept back a part of it. They were hypocritical. They were pretenders. They brought just a portion and laid it down at the apostles' feet, even as though it were all that they were given. Listen, dear ones, I believe if those precious souls would have been honest, God wasn't requiring everything of them. If they had just brought a portion and said, we're just giving some, I believe God would have accepted that. But oh, they pretended, they hypocrited, and they brought a portion as though it were all and laid it down at the apostles' feet. But they failed to recognize that they were not only dealing with man, they were dealing with the God of heaven. They were dealing with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost knew the heart. And listen, dear ones, Peter let them know, you're not dealing with man, but you're dealing with God. Therefore, the wrath and judgments of God were poured out upon them, and God slew both of them. Listen, dear ones, it's a dangerous thing to pretend and to hypocrite. Oh, we need to come clean and be straight with the God of heaven. We want the Lord to bless our soul. Oh, we want to be under the shower of God's blessings. And listen, dear ones, God wants to bless us. He desired to bless us if we'll only meet the conditions so He can pour out His blessings upon our eternal soul. All right, hypocrisies and envies. Oh, dear ones, listen. Envy is of the old man. Oh, when we begin to deal with that thing, it involved jealousies. It involved different things. When you begin to talk about envy, it began to include other things. And it's a hurtful, a destructive, a harmful thing. I believe Pilate let us know that because of envy, those people delivered Christ up. Oh, dear ones, I'm thankful today that Jesus' blood is able to cleanse from envy as we journey through this dark and sinful world. I'm thankful today, dear ones, that the Lord God of heaven have a life of victory for every one of us that will yield to Him and let Him have His way in our heart and in our life. We do not have to be subject to the powers of sin. We do not have to be subject to corrupt and evil qualities. But I'm thankful today, dear ones, that we can have the grace of God abiding and abounding in our soul. We can grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ as we journey along the path of life. I believe we sang that song this morning, More Like Christ. Listen, dear ones, this should be the craving of the heart of every child of God. Lord, help me to be more like Christ. Would you mold me and fashion me more to the glorious image and likeness of your Son Jesus? I want those divine qualities. I want those characteristics abounding in my eternal soul as I journey through this dark and sinful world. Oh, dear ones, if our heart will reach out to the God of heaven in this way, rest assured God will take special note of us, and He'll pour out His rich blessings upon our soul as we journey along the way. All right, going a little bit farther, he said here, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Those speakings, dear ones, that would tear down and destroy the lives of others. Those speakings, dear ones, that would do damage and harm to someone. God means for us to put it all away. That's the old man. That's the old life. We're entering into a new life. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. When we deal with evil speakings, it would take in jesting, joking, and all those kind of things. Anything that's impure and ungodly in our manner of speaking, God is requiring us to put it off and put it away, dear ones. The Lord is calling for new creatures in Christ Jesus. I'd like for you to turn with us to Colossians, the 3rd chapter. I want to read the 5th verse. Here the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry." We're talking, dear ones, about what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. When we get an experience, a genuine Bible salvation, we put off that old man. Paul said, "Mortify therefore your members which are on the earth. Put these things to death. Destroy the strength of these things. Not only destroy the strength of them, but get enough grace of God in your heart that these things actually begin to decay. They have no appeal to you. They have no charm for you. But you have victory over those things in your heart and in your life." Alright, he says here, those things that are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Reading a definition for inordinate, it says unnatural, excessive affection, intense affection. Listen, dear ones, do you know that there are certain things that are lawful and legal in the sight of God, yet people take them to the extreme. They go to excess with that thing, and it becomes unlawful when we go to that point. Listen, God have a balance for us in everything that we do. And as we journey along the path of life, we need to be careful to have the Word of God and the Spirit of God to balance us out in all of our doings. Listen, today, dear ones, there are precious souls with a testimony that they are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yet there are unnatural affections in the hearts and minds of those people. But I'm thankful today, dear ones, that the grace of God is able to deliver us from unnatural affections, excessive affections, intense affections, those things that go beyond the limits that God would have them to go. I'm thankful today that we don't have to have a life where we've been remodeled and built around some of the old material and have it still in possession. But I'm thankful today, dear ones, that Jesus Christ, the Master Builder, is able to take out all that old material and make a new creature completely in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Dropping down to the 8th verse of the 3rd chapter of Colossians, the writer said, "But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." Do you know, dear ones, today that they are precious souls with the testimony that they are a new creature in Christ? Yet some of this old material still existing in the building. Oftentimes, precious souls will go about in a way to justify themselves. Thought about the writer says here, put off anger. But precious souls will take the scripture and attempt to justify themselves. The Bible says, "Be ye angry and sin not." By all means, it do make that statement, dear ones. But listen, there are two kinds of anger that we deal with. Listen, dear ones, there's a fleshly anger and there's a righteous indignation. I believe when the scripture says, "Be ye angry and sin not," there are certain things, dear ones, that we can be highly displeased about. Those things that displease our Heavenly Father. Those things that are in opposition to and contrary to the will of God, the Word of God, the way of God. Those things that God frowned upon, we have a privilege to be highly displeased with those things.
yet keeping a guard on our soul, that we not let anything impure and unrighteous and defiled enter into our heart and into our mind. But listen, dear ones, there's a fleshly anger where people become mad. They become angry. Things didn't go my way. I wanted it to go this way, and it went the opposite of the way that I wanted it to go. And so I'm mad about that. That's a fleshly anger. That's of the old man. The scripture says this type of anger resteth in the bosom of fools.
Yes,
we put off that old man with his deeds. We put off that old life. And we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, dear ones, this is the type of life that the God of heaven have for every precious soul. All right, he says here, anger and wrath. When we deal with wrath, dear ones, wrath is an intense anger. It goes to the point of destruction where harm will be done. The scripture said the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I believe the scripture said Simeon and Levi were instruments of cruelty. For in their wrath they dig down a wall. And in their wrath they slew a man. When we begin to deal with wrath, we're getting to something, dear ones, that's going to be out of hand. It's going to overpower us. It's going to cause us to do those things that are harmful and destructive. It's going to calls us to do things that's contrary to the will of God and the way of God. But there are precious souls today with the testimony of a new creature in Christ Jesus, and they've built around some of these qualities, dear ones. All these things must be taken out completely out of the heart and out of the life.
Yes,
if we expect the rich blessings of God to rest upon our eternal soul. He mentioned malice. We've dealt with that. Blasphemy. Oh, speaking evil of sacred and holy things. But you know, I believe, dear ones, there's a saying, and I believe it to be very true, that actions speak louder than words. We may not blaspheme with words, but I believe it's possible to blaspheme with actions, the way we act toward sacred and holy things, the way we act toward God and the things of God. I believe without saying a word verbally with our mouth, we can still enter into a state of blasphemy. But this is the old man. We put that off. We put it away. We become a new creature in Christ. Filthy communication, put it out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. Oh, dear ones, today, God have a new life for precious souls. A life of consistent victory, where we can live above the things of this world 24 hours a day. We realize, dear ones, it's not in our own power. It's not in our own strength and in our own might. But it's through the power and grace and glory of God that we're able to do these things. All right, as we go a little bit farther here, talking about what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, putting off that old man with his deeds, and putting on the new man. Turn into Isaiah, the 4th chapter. I want to read the first verse of this particular writing. The prophet said, and in that day, 7 women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. We realize, dear ones, that Isaiah was prophesying here of the religious world in general. But I'm thinking, dear ones, of how precious souls individually, with the testimony of Christianity, with the testimony that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, and yet, dear ones, that old life still remaining, that selfish life, that self-governed life, where they will not submit and yield to the ways of the Lord, in their heart and in their mind, they say, I will not let this man reign over me. Listen, dear ones, today, if we would have the blessings of God to rest upon our life, our heart must be fully open to the Lord God of heaven. Jesus must set upon the throne of our affection. He must be able to rule and reign in our heart and in our life as we journey through this dark and sinful world. But they said, we'll eat our own bread. We'll wear our own apparel. They're precious souls with the testimony that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yet when it comes to obeying the Word of God, listen, dear
ones that will not fully obey it. I'm going to eat that portion that I want to eat. But listen, the Scripture let us know that we must eat the whole roll. We must be willing to accept all of the Word of God, dear ones. We'll eat our own bread. We'll wear our own apparel. I know the Bible teach it that way. I know the saints of God teach it that way. But I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, that old self-governed spirit, that old self-governed life. We put it away, dear ones. We become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. All right, as we consider a little farther, going back to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, reading verses 26 and 27. The writer said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Listen, dear ones, when we become a new creature in Christ Jesus, we are in possession of a new heart. That old heart, the Lord take it away. And He put a new heart in its place. Listen, dear ones, the Lord take out all that corruption, all that evilness that we talked about. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 19th verse, the Lord remove all of those corrupt things. And in that place, He put a new heart, a soft heart, a tender heart. A heart, dear ones, that can be filled with the divine graces of God. I believe the Scripture there in Galatians go on to mention concerning the fruit of the Spirit. That the fruit of the Spirit is love. This is what that new heart contained. That old heart contained all those corrupt and evil qualities. But that new heart contains love. Divine love. A love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. A deep affection for the God of heaven and for our fellow man, dear ones. When I think about love, we're living in a time, dear ones, when many precious souls have a warped understanding concerning love and what it really is. Listen, they feel somehow that love will just cover everything. Just do as you please. And the love of God is so great that it'll just cover everything that we do. But oh, dear ones, listen. This is not real love to just let us do as we want to do. But listen, that father that loved that child will chasten and correct that child. There'll be some judgments mixed with that love to draw us into line, dear ones. So it is, spiritually speaking, when God's love is go out to us, it's not just the love that let us do all that we want to do, and it just cover everything that we do. But oh, dear ones, it's a love that's mixed with judgment. God is concerned about our soul. And God will chasten you and I as we journey along the way. If we are getting a little bit out of line, God in His great love and in His tender mercy and in His concern for your eternal soul and my soul, God is going to do some chastening there to draw us back into line. All right, love feels that heart. Divine love. When we talk about divine love, the Apostle Paul, speaking in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, dealing with love, he said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Listen, dear ones, true love is long-suffering. It have the ability to endure, to put up with some things, to suffer and undergo some things. And it have the ability, while it's suffering, to be kind to that individual that's causing the suffering. This is what true love is. This is what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Listen, dear ones, I believe John speaking, said, little children, love not in word and in tongue, neither in deed and in truth. Many of us, when we were in the old life, we loved in word and in tongue. We could talk love pretty good. But listen, true love is more than words. It's deeds and actions, dear ones, that's performed. I think about what a sad condition, a most miserable and wretched condition we would be in today if Jesus Christ had only loved in word and tongue. Or if He had sat at the right hand of His heavenly Father and talked about how much He loved poor fallen man. and never yet condescended to this dark and sinful world. Never came down to make himself a sacrifice, give his life a ransom for you and me. What a sad condition we would be in, dear ones. But all love go beyond spoken words. It enter into deeds and actions. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself. Not puffed up. No pride. No self-exaltation. All we realize that where the glory is due to God. And that's to whom it is to be given, dear ones. And where there's true divine love, there is no pride and no self-exaltation. But all we give glory and praise to the God of heaven. I believe that Psalm 4 said, I'm only an earthen vessel. The graces within are not mine. For the love and the power and glory belong to the Savior divine. Listen, dear ones, when a soul become a new creature in Christ Jesus, this is the kind of life that we enter into. This is the kind of grace that we have in our eternal soul. This is what God have to bestow upon precious souls. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Oh, it thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, endureth all things, hopeth all things, believeth all things. Listen, dear ones, this is what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. To have the love of God so abiding and abounding in our soul that it'll mold us and fashion us into the glorious image of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, he says here, I'll put a new spirit within you. Not only do we possess a new heart, but we're in possession of a new spirit. Yeah. Oh, that old spirit of the world. God, take that spirit out, and he give us a new spirit. That old hateful spirit, that old jealous spirit, that old spirit, dear ones, that was not like God. He removed that spirit, and he give us a new spirit. He said, I'll put my spirit within you. I'd like to turn now to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. The Lord said, I'm going to take away that old spirit, and I'm going to put my spirit in you. Here the writer says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. This is a prophecy, dear ones, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here it's talking about the blessings of God resting upon his Son Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. This is talking about Christ and the blessings of God that would rest upon him. But I'm thinking, dear ones, here the Lord said in Ezekiel that I'm going to put my spirit within you. The same spirit that Christ possessed, we are privileged to possess that spirit today. A spirit of wisdom, dear ones. A spirit of understanding. A spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. This is to be the possession of the children of God as we journey along the path of life, dear ones. We're privileged to possess the precious Spirit of the Lord. All right, going a little bit farther here. I'm going to go a little bit farther to the 6th verse through the 9th verse. Here the writer said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. We're talking about what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things. things pass away. Listen, dear ones, Isaiah was speaking symbolically here. He's dealing with the nature and the spirits of men and women and boys and girls. He wasn't talking about four-footed beasts. But listen, there are people that have spirits and natures, just like he mentioned here. He mentioned the wolf would lie down with the lamb. A wolf is a ravenous beast. They go out and they hunt down the prey, and they attack and they destroy. Do you know that there are people with that very spirit, dear ones? Oh, listen. I thought about the Apostle Paul in an unsaved condition. When he hunted the saints down, went from place to place, following them up, and he would take them into custody. Oh, dear ones, when Paul turned and began to preach that gospel, do you know it happened that same way with him? He would proclaim the gospel in one city, and the Jews would actually come against him in such a way that he would have to flee from that city into another, and they would just like ravenous beasts. They just followed him down from city to city to try to destroy him. Do you know, dear ones, they are precious souls with spirits just like that? And they have a profession that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. But, oh, dear ones, when we get a real, genuine experience of salvation, old things pass away. That old spirit passes away. We obtain the Spirit of the Lord. All right, he went on to say here, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Oh, a leopard is a very cunning and a very treacherous beast, dear ones. Listen, they are precious souls with spirits just like that. Very cunning, very sly, very treacherous. People that you cannot put any confidence in. You have to watch them very close, look like. It should not be that way, dear ones. Listen, when we get a real, genuine experience of Bible salvation, people can trust us. They don't have to watch us so closely. They don't have to be so careful around us. Oh, dear ones, that old life pass away. All things become new. Oh, he said here, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together. They are precious souls that have a lion-like spirit. They're bold, they're bossy, they're authoritative, they're kingly. Everybody has to be subject to them. When we get an experience of real Bible salvation, we put off that old man. That old spirit passed away. The Lord removed it, and in its place he put a new spirit. He put his spirit. I believe he mentioned the asp or the cockatrice. These, dear ones, are serpents that were extremely dangerous. I believe it's mentioned that one of them would be about like the cobra. Very dangerous, inasmuch as if he just struck you and it just kind of... Here the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Now I'm thinking, dear ones, when we become a new creature in Christ Jesus, we not only possess a new heart, we not only possess a new spirit, but we possess a new mind. We possess the very mind of Christ. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Listen, dear ones, when we obtain that new heart and new spirit and new mind, we will not be seeking after a reputation. We will not be seeking after the praise and honor of men. But we will seek to please the God of heaven. We will seek to exalt God in our heart and in our life. He says here, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. When we are in possession of a new mind, listen, dear ones, we take upon us the form of a servant. See, the mind of Christ was a mind to serve, a mind to minister, a mind to help those that were in need of help. And when we become a new creature in Christ, Christ Jesus, we possess that same mind to serve God and to serve our fellow man, to minister and to help those that stand in need of help. I believe, dear ones, one text of Scripture mentioned concerning this particular writing here, that the Lord Jesus emptied Himself. This is the kind of mind that we possess. Christ had a mind to empty Himself, to deny self, to die to self, to humble Himself under the mighty hand of God. And when we are in possession of that new mind, it'll bring about, dear ones, an humbling of the soul and of the mind. It'll come to the place where we're willing to deny ourselves and die to self and humble ourselves, just like the Lord Jesus Christ was. This is what it means, dear ones, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Going back to the book of Colossians, the third chapter, began reading at the 9th verse, down through the 17th verse. The writer said, "Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." This is what it means, dear ones, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. We're in possession of a new life. We put off that old man with his deeds. All right, going a little bit farther. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Listen, dear ones, this is what it means to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." God will not accept a remodeled creature, a resurfaced creature, a repainted creature. But, oh, dear ones, He's looking for new creatures. And He have grace whereby to make you and me completely new as we journey through this dark and sinful world. Help us to live a consistent, righteous, and holy, and victorious life in the face of all of our enemies.